attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now, if you're just joining us, I'm still buzzing on Noah's Rock and Raw chocolates. Okay, thank goodness that he sent those to me, because I needed them today, big time. Why? Because of this breaking story, this evolving story. Last hour, we opened with a Fox News affiliate in Connecticut, Bo Berman, an award-winning investigative reporter, covering a story that is so stunning. Mike Adams wrote about it last night in Natural News. We have these stories linked up in the show notes. You've got to see this. And I've said this for so many years. How long is it? Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Hospital, stay away. Especially if you're a kid, and if you've got kids, you don't want to bring them into that setting, because they're just as likely to, I'd say kill them, but kidnap them along the way. And it may be that this case that we talked about last hour is more common than anybody would want to believe. And, of course, we're talking about that Boston Children's Hospital story up there. You can check it out. We'd like to hear from you if you know of situations like this. We've covered more in terms of cancer therapy for kids, when the kids and the parents come to a conclusion that the chemo, radiation, it's not working. They don't want to do it anymore. Child Protective Services comes in. They take custody of these kids. They force them into taking treatments that they don't want. Some escape to Mexico or other places and get natural treatments and live. We've got now a case that is uncovering a deep-seeding underbelly of child snatching by license. These hospitals, desperate because of the corporate ownership, the multinational corporations involved, the drug company involvement, to make more money for the stockholders, the shareholders. We've got a profit. How are we going to do this? Who can afford to pay for the stuff in monopoly medicine? They tried Obamacare. That is failing before it even begins. So what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh, look at this. Generation X, not so much, but Y and Z and the millennials, oh, my gosh, they're getting wiped out by what? Vaccines, antibiotics, GMOs, all the things that the baby boomers were ushering in and began to eat, not in their childhood, but later in their life, and are now suffering from in their elder years as they're approaching and entering. But that each successive generation has suffered from earlier and younger, like me, the canary in the coal mine of Gen X. And now we're seeing these kids, if they're not outright diagnosed with autism or in the spectrum, they got mysterious new things like pandas, which we covered last hour. Or what do they call this? Somato what, Super Don?
This is somatoform disorder.
Somatoform disorder, a made-up disorder if you've ever heard one. It's a mental disorder. And the medical profession has gone mental, trying to gyrate and gymnastically move in a way that they can convince you moms and dads out there that they are suffering, yes, physically, but it's not really physical, it's mental. And then what we can do under the DSM 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, whatever it is, we can prescribe psychiatric meds for your child. And if you protest, we're going to take your children, because Child Protective Services is going to cooperate with us. We are the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, the doctors, the nurses in these hospitals. And guess what? We take possession. We hold your children for months. Months. And because the possession is by the state, not the hospital, the state does it. The state has to pay. The state, not the parents, because the parents could never afford it, would never agree to it. The state now on the hook in Massachusetts for maybe $1 million for just the one child. And now we found others, perhaps.
And you know, Robert, the thing that distresses me about this really is that when you come up with something called somatoform disorder, and it's recognized as a legitimate medical condition. Just put yourself in someone else's shoes here for just a moment and imagine this is the situation you're in. Imagine that you have some sort of pain, some sort of discomfort, whether it's physical pain, gastrointestinal problems, headaches, you know, anything of that nature, okay? And you go to the doctor. And the doctor says, you know what, we're going to do some medical tests, and the tests come back normal, or don't explain those symptoms. So the doctor takes a look at your medical history, gives you a physical examination, and doesn't find anything, the presence of anything or a medical condition that could cause the symptoms that you're feeling. How are you going to feel about that? Is that going to cause you some sort of stress? Are you going to be worried about that? I've got this pain. I've got this problem. They've done the test. The doctor looks at me. The doctor says, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. But you know what? The pain is still there. That's going to cause you some severe distress. And because they have created something called somatoform disorder, they now have the ability to take you and say, you know what? We've done the tests. We've ran all of the physical examinations. We can't find anything to explain the symptoms, the pain that you're feeling. So therefore, we've determined you have a mental disorder. Now you are within the parameters of something where they can take you, whether you're a child, they can take you away, custody from your parents, and stick you in somewhere, or as an adult, a lot of adults have been diagnosed with this disorder, they are being locked away in the psychiatric wards, they're putting on psychiatric medications, because there's a somatoform disorder, which I cannot say what in my definition of what that is, because it's not FCC friendly.
No, it's a crock of you-know-what, and we're talking about the gulags of the 21st century are the licensed and sanctioned hospitals of the medical monopoly and now Obamacare, should it succeed in finally doing something. We have got a situation where I say, by every means you can, avoid going to hospitals. I'm telling you, if you need Humpty Dumpty put back together again, find a way to put yourself back together again. This is how bad it's getting. And we may have just uncovered a tip of the iceberg with this story. And again, hats off to Bo Berman. I hope they let him continue, because I think he's going to get so much pressure that Fox Connecticut might not let him continue with this investigation, because this could blow the world wide open about the dangerous death cult that is modern medicine and the hospital situation. You want to call and comment about this? Do you know of hospitals doing these things, kidnapping children like this? 866-939 Bell, 866-939-2355 is the number. RobertScottBell.com is the link for all of the show notes and the story that Bo has been covering there for a Fox Connecticut affiliate. And the Natural News, Mike Adams wrote about it. We saw it in The Blaze and elsewhere. This story is not going to go away. They're going to try and bury it, but it's not going to go away. And what I'm saying is that they have created the problem, and they're profiting from the non-solution that they claim is a solution by making up somatoform disorder. But even if we go back to pandas and mitochondrial disease, which they might be able to define in some real way, the reality is it's manifested by what? Vaccination, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, all of these things I've talked about for years here. And now it's manifesting that they bring you into their dangerous cult, and then they apply their dogma that they make up on the spot to be able to confiscate your children. And then you have to go to the courts. The courts align with the church. There is a religion in America, and it's the state religion. In violation of the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And we have a state-sanctioned religion, and it is modern medicine, as John Rappaport called it, the Church of Biological Mysticism. Do you see that it is not an exaggeration? It's never been, but the perception by many have, because if you can point to a good outcome, right? You can say, well, I took my son or daughter to the hospital and they got fixed up. That's not an argument. We're happy that it helped and you were okay. You don't get what we're talking about is the fact that any number and an untold number, we don't know what that is, are ending up in some level of disaster, losing their kids to this medical church. And then what? The taxpayers are footing the bill as long as they can get away with it. Now I'm talking about the hospitals. the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You think Obamacare was for the people? No, it was for the hospitals. It was for the drug industry. It was for the strengthening of the medical and insurance monopoly. And the only way you're going to bring this back around is you're going to start acknowledging the loss of freedom, and you're going to claim it back. You're going to claim it back. And there's a story here, and we've got an audio clip. Superdon, you saw this. I saw this. It was on Daily Paul and elsewhere. It's making the buzz. A mountain man in Montana, Manhattan, Montana, who took on a local judge who took, you know, said, hey, you were fishing without a license. And he says, no, I wasn't. I was trying to feed myself. I was foraging for food. I'm the man, and you have no authority to try and find me or jail me or imprison me for such a thing. Were you stunned by this, Superdon? Have you ever seen anything like this?
When I grow up, I want to be this man. I was listening to this. I was blown away. And
let's hear it. Let's hear it. You got to hear it. And we may stop it to talk about it. But go ahead and run that first clip.
Well, you were charged on the 31st of August of 2013 with obstructing a police officer in violation of 457.302. You were also charged on the same date with resisting arrest in violation of 457.301 of the Montana Code.
Those men were charged by me right back by staging an overthrow of the Constitution of 1789, an overthrow of the Bill of Rights, an overthrow of my rights to forage for food as a natural living person who was in hunger. I was searching for something to put in my stomach, as I am recognized to be allowed to do by universal law, has nothing to do with your corporate fiction. They violated everything, and furthermore, for your knowledge, they violated Judge Holly Brown's Title 26 United States Code ruling, which I went before her and prevailed on 21st March 2011. EPO 9-58A is the case number wherein she evidenced that I am not a taxpayer because I am not a federal citizen. Federal law trumps state law at every turn. I have 9 judge rulings to that end, and that trumps state law. I am not registered crap. I am the living man.
And all right, yeah, pause it right there.
Wow.
Freedom Online. This guy was taking it to him, and he's got federal law backing him up and even court decisions backing him up. Are you going to wait when you're hungry and can't get something to eat for a license from the government to get food? Is this what is impending here in these United States? The corporate de facto bankrupt U.S.? We'll talk about it. You want to call in with your questions or comments? Now is your time. 866-939-2355.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, all the stories are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're hitting some stories that go a little bit to the, I don't know if I can say deeper, broader. I mean, this is an intense day. Thank God again for Noah's Rock and Raw Organic Chocolates, man. Just nourishing me through this stuff.
Yeah,
the stories
yeah.
are stunning. Yeah, I know. I'm just picking on you now because you don't have any. But I know you're going to want to get them. That's why I was good anyway. Because, well, what do you think of Mountain Man, Montana guy? He went in there, that courtroom, and they said, well, resisting arrest. He's like, well, listen, you have an obligation to resist unlawful arrest. What was this guy charged with? Fishing without a license? Now, I want you to think about this. If you're hungry, you're out in the wilds of Montana, for goodness sake. And they say, well, no, you cannot fish. You need to ask us for permission. Who are you? We're the government. Well, you didn't create me. I'm not a party to any contract with you. I'm hungry. I want to feed myself. I am not on anybody's private property. And so suddenly now they say he's the lawbreaker. He owned and controlled that judge the way he handled it. Now, I think people are stunned because normally you go into a setting like that, it's very intimidating, as it's designed to be. And he basically called them all out to the point. I mean, they wanted to hit him with what is it when you're attention? Yes, contempt. Thank you. Contempt.
Right.
And
right.
You want to hear what happens? You got anything to say, Super Dom? I'm sorry, I'm just all over this.
No,
thing.
No. No, it's fine. I mean, just, I think we're really both on the same page with this because it's amazing to see a guy go in there and command a courtroom like that. Usually, everybody's intimidated by the judge.
No, he was not at all.
This man, he wasn't intimidated at all. He knew he was in the right, and he stood up to the judge. And this last clip that we've got here, it's amazing how the situation ends. Let's go ahead and play that last clip.
I am not your corporate fisherman.
Sir?
Do not danger me.
You're here today on an omnibus hearing. You've already pled not guilty.
I am here by special visitation to see to it that you do not danger my natural living man's name.
Are you prepared to tell the court if you wish to go to trial on this matter?
This is a trial. Tell
no,
me
this
stop.
Isn't a trial.
Here's my
this
jury
is an
of my peers.
Hearing, sir.
You cannot produce a jury of my peers because all juries are selected from a pool of registered voters, and the instant a person registers to vote, their natural ability is a peer to comprehend natural law has been dissolved and turned into fiction. There cannot be raised a jury of my peers. It cannot be done.
Wow.
Excuse me for just a moment.
That was stunning.
No way. Chief, get back here and finish this.
The judge is leaving.
Get back here and finish this. The judge has left the courtroom. There you go.
You got to see this.
Yeah.
There is nobody in this courtroom. Yeah. And the judge has walked out.
The judge has walked out. Everybody
I said
up
no
out.
Excuse.
Everybody up and out.
I'm not letting you go.
All right. That's enough. That's enough. I mean, basically, what happened, the judge left. She could not. There was nothing she could do. And then it's dismissed. It's done. You leave. The judge just left. The judge left. And so they did. Now, they're not going to let this go. I realize they don't want this to have, let's say, an untoward impact for others to start getting the idea that they can do it too. See, this is the big problem. If they start showing or more living examples make themselves known to you that this is possible, just like we've talked about curing cancer here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When you start seeing doctors and patients overcoming cancer with no chemotherapy, no radiation, or no surgery, which is why Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Nick, my friend, is one of the most devastatingly dangerous men in America. Not to you or me, not to anybody with a good heart and an honest conscience, but to the medical establishment, to the government medical media complex. He's dangerous because he's a living example, and he's got patients that are alive 25-plus years later from pancreatic cancer, supposedly incurable. And that's what I'm saying with this guy. Kind of reminds me of Duck Dynasty guys to some degree. The guys, you know, had like continents like that. But
right.
If he can live this way, suddenly, oh my gosh, other people are going to go, wait a second.
Well, and this goes right with what we were talking with Ben Swan about yesterday. That, yes. You know, if you feel empowered, you realize that you have the power. You have the power to make decisions, to, you know, nullify the law.
But did you hear Superdon? Did you hear what he said about there is no jury of his peers? Because they pull the jurors out of registered voters. And in order to be a registered voter, you have to subjugate yourself to a certain jurisdiction that makes you less than who you think you are or who you rightfully are. That gets into very deep, deep, dark territory, but it brings the light of who you are back to life. Instead of being a subjugated, indentured servant, or evidence of debt yourself, party to the debt that the Federal Reserve created artificially thanks to the phony Federal Reserve Act of 1913, leads you down a dark path to slavery, economic slavery, political slavery. And we see that happening with the confiscation of your children in hospitals around these United States. It's got to stop. Who's going to stop it? You are, my friends. Each and every one of you. The power to nullify is yours. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, naturalnewsradio.com, DCN, rocking the health world and other worlds around the world. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
The Nazi doctors never went away after World War II. They just spread their demon seed around the planet. And we have modern medicine in all of its cult-like glory, kidnapping children, killing Americans, killing the people, the children of Africa. Oh, my gosh, did he say what I just thought? Yes, he did. Once again, just to back from a moment from what I just said, not to take or deny that I said it, but to recognize, does it mean that 100% of all doctors are evil Nazis? That's not what I'm saying. But there are plenty of them that are behaving as if they are. In the kidnapping of children, the assaulting of children with vaccination, despite the fact that if you've still got a brain cell left in your body that can question and think independently of your drug handlers, you'll see that vaccines do not and did not prevent disease. They created disease. And that the manifestation of the so-called diseases they claim to prevent with vaccines are not, in fact, what they have described them to be, like polio, DDT, pesticides. You've got to recognize this to wake up from the drug-induced slumber that not only the doctors are, but many of the patients are, and many of the parents are before their children are unfortunately harmed terribly, and then they wake up. And that's what we're seeing now. The greatest danger now to the medical profession, it's not Nick Gonzalez. It's, in fact, moms and dads out there who are waking up. We heard statements from government officials, medical officials, saying, we got a problem. And it's white, middle-class, upper-middle-class moms. Because they're daring to do what? What's that R word again, Super Don?
Research.
That's right. They're daring to read and research and find out the things that the doctors are unwilling to do, or if they do, unwilling to lift their head above to get it knocked off by the licensing boards, the state boards of medicine, the criminal, contemptuous state boards of medicine that are not protecting the people, but they're protecting their standard of care, which is drugs, drugs, more drugs, surgery, surgery, more surgery, and radiation even. Once again, so you hear me say it, it's not that there's never a place for allopathic medicine, but it's in a fractional place compared to where it is today, and it should not exist in a monopoly. That's what we got, a dangerous death cult around the world, and I'm not kidding you. Listen to this story. Children at risk of AIDS should be tested at birth, UN says. The United Nations, right? The United Nations. More than a quarter of a million children each year are born infected, this is what this article says, with the virus that causes AIDS. A lie, just then and there. And weirdly enough, they didn't even mention HIV in the first paragraph. They had to go down to the second paragraph. That's not typical, but too many of you are now on to the reality that the HIV test does not test for HIV. It's nonspecific. It's cross-reactive. You can be pregnant, you'll test positive. You could have just had the flu or a flu shot, you'll test positive. It's 100 plus 120 different things you cross-react to. Everybody can test positive on this thing if you've been under stress. If you got an allergy and had an allergy shot or took it's cellular dysregulation. And yet, the UN says, oh man, we got to test everybody that might have AIDS. What is AIDS? Well, it's basically immune deficiency. Whether you call it acquired or whatever you want to call it, the immune deficiency and the immune collapse is real. I am not disputing that, so don't call up and say, he said people with immune deficiency is not real. No, immune deficiency is real. The cause, however, is a lack of toilets. World Toilet Day was something the UN got right, but it was only because somebody from Singapore agitated them into declaring it World Toilet Day. And sorry for the guy that blew up in his own toilet or a porta potty. That's not the happy news there. But the happy news would be if you directed all the money, or even a fraction of the money that they direct into vaccines and drugs, much less bogus tests that don't detect what they claim, you could eradicate and eliminate the vast majority of immune deficiency and collapse that they call AIDS in developing parts of the planet. Bring in the proper sewage, sanitation, improvements in hygiene, which these are all the things, enhancements in nutrition, bring selenium in, cellular regulation comes back online. And these are the things that would break the cycle, but it's not profitable. It's not patentable. And the imperative is to make money and to profit off of death, decay, disease, mayhem, dying, and war. When it should be about making happy raw chocolate, like Noah talked about last hour. Now, some of you will say, Robert, stop being so negative. And I don't perceive what I'm doing as negative in simply pointing out what has been shielded from your eyes, perhaps for much of your life, to see it for what it is, to see that not only is the emperor buck naked, but he's got horns coming out from all the wrong places. And then you can now make an informed decision, choice, when you see who these people, if I can call them that loosely, really are, to say, nope, not going that way. I'm going a different way. Now you're in that positive path of creation, of imagination, of seeing the world like that Montana mountain man, and abandon the myth of the limited solution. This is why the mainstream media and the intelligentsia and the political parties, even the Republican Party, dismissed Ron Paul for two, maybe three election cycles. Because he did not believe in the myth of the limited solution. He saw the problem for what it is and went right to the heart of it. This is where you correct it. And everybody cried and screamed, he's not being realistic. That's not sensible to do it that way. Oh, and I suppose building a bubble, the world's largest economic financial bubble that has ever been existent, probably in the universe of creation, and see it collapse so that people will outright starve and die and become part of that zombie apocalypse. Oh, that's sensible? That's realistic? Because that is what is being ushered in because of so many folks that are convinced that we have to believe in the myth of the limited solution. Oh, you can't eradicate the Federal Reserve. Oh, you can't take care of yourself for cancer. You can't feed yourself. You can't go fishing without permission. But because of the permission culture that we have decayed into in America, not the origin point, the reason there was a United States of America was because they didn't want to live in a permission culture. They wanted to live in a place where they could be free to move about the earth cabin, preferably without violating the rights of others. It didn't work out so well. So-called Native Americans, you know, you got hammered by it. But the reality is sound. The principles are sound underneath it. The application may not have been perfect, but we don't live also on a perfect planet in terms of exacting cause and effect. Ultimately, yes, but it works at varying rates of speed. We call it blowback, bounce back, karma. Jesus said, as ye sow, so shall ye reap, and it manifests itself in its own time. Now, my little girl, she's 8, she's terrific, bright little girl, but when we were in Sarasota this past weekend, in the hotel, we couldn't find anything pure and organic where we were, so I went out to Chipotle and did the best we could, we did all right. But she said, oh, Chipotle, I know they sell organic chocolate milk. I want some organic chocolate milk. And I said, no, we've got some, you know, I don't know what we had, rice milk on. We had some other, we traveled with some organic milk. I didn't have any raw milk like we have at home. And I said, honey, I'm not getting you that, but I will put the One World chocolate, One World Way, in the milk we have here that we brought with us. And she threw a tantrum. 8-year-olds are known to do that. She was just not going to have it. Screaming and crying, running down the hall. I wasn't going to indulge it. I said, nope, not going to happen. You know, sometimes you say it's not worth the fight. I think it is. And in fact, it was. When I came back, because I just left, she went, ran back to the room. When I came back, she had a big old bruise and shiner just on the right side of her eye socket. Didn't get her in the eye. But she was screaming and tantruming and as she went back in the hotel room. Remember that they have that hook that you can hook on to shut the door, not lock it, but it can open partially, but not all the way. You know what I'm talking about, Super Don?
You're right. Yeah, the latch on the door, yeah.
The latch, she ran right into it.
Bam! Bow!
But, oops, I just heard that. That was amazing. What a sound effect. Didn't plan on that. But that was the instantaneous karmic blowback. Now, my perspective spiritually is that God loves me enough to allow me to screw up. That's free will. That's the freedom of choice we've been granted by that which created us all. Now, you might have different religious beliefs. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Wherever you are, I'm happy if you're happy there. That's fine. Not here to change that, except to acknowledge that there's universal laws like cause and effect that are in existence, that the universe doesn't fly off the handle and, you know, just at random. There's a reason for everything. We may not know it, but those effects are always there. It's just in what time frame. And I feel very blessed that time frame was shortened for me so that I could learn these lessons that others suffer with the delusion that they can get away with stuff. Like the evil Nazi doctors, like the hospital administrators, the lawyers there, like the FDA agents who attack farmers for purveying food that the people want, not through fraud and deception, but because people genuinely want raw, real food. And there is a karmic debt or retribution that they will have to pay. It's only the illusion that they're getting away with it because, well, I'm just following orders. I thought we already settled that at Nuremberg. And so this is the biggest issue coming to roost. And I'm saying with my little 8-year-old girl, God, thank you for allowing her to bonk the way she did because she got it because, you know, her mom, my wife's told her, explained exactly what happened. She's intellectually curious enough and knowledgeable enough at 8 to get it. And she knows why it happened. No one did it to her. She did it to herself. What a powerful learning experience. And I had some of those experiences young in my life that kind of set me on the stage that I am today, except that I didn't know it to the details that I would need to learn about to undo the damage that was caused by the ignorance and arrogance of doctors, ignorance of my parents, the arrogance of the doctors who insisted that I be vaccinated, insisted that I have baby formula instead of organic food, never providing probiotic replenishment, never undoing the damage that was caused by modern medicine for the first 24 years, particularly 18, 19 years of my life. And we're in a major learning curve here because we've become like little kids, not in the positive sense, running around, mommy, daddy, government, take care of me, even though we're adults. Hey, case in point, why I love the 10th Amendment Center and the movement to nullification and the story of the mountain man from Montana. Do you get it? Is this making sense? Let me know, 866-939-BELL or give me some feedback at robertscottbell.com. We're here Monday through Friday, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, and around the world. And we'll be back. Is it to wrap it up? Oh, my gosh.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know, I still haven't figured out what fell down in the studio here. That was just one of those moments, wasn't it? Wow. Cool. What a ride today, Super Don. It must be on buzzing still on the raw chocolate from, you know, Noah.
Yes. The raw chocolate that you enjoy, that's super yummy, that you just...
You wouldn't, Super Don, you wouldn't like it.
No, not at all. I hate
it. All right, no. We're going to find a way to get you some. All right, well... Listen, eating. We're back to eating because, you know, we did World Toilet Day. Don't make the bowls too large. The kids will fall in. It's like, you know, size, some degree, is everything. That's why you have, like, training potties. But, again, I talked about the adults of America probably still need to be in training potties because they're not standing up and being adults, behaving as if they're adults in regards to, you know, the authoritarians in government and medicine. You know, there's a story coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics where they're directing the pediatric doctors rather than saying, so how are we feeling about vaccines this visit? You know, instead of doing something like that, like, let's talk about this. It's like, okay, it's time for the shot. They're basically saying, become an authoritarian or more of an authoritarian than you already are, because the parents, when you're giving them the option to talk about it, they are. And they're saying, well, I don't think I want to do it, or I want to slow down the schedule. So more authoritarianism. And, you know, it's like, we don't even know how to eat. We really don't. You know, it's like your kid's overweight. What are you feeding your kid? Is he going through the drive-thru? Is he eating GMO cereal? Well, new study out, helping us all out to figure this thing out. How is it that we can help these kids to not be so tubby? And that is, guess what, guys and girls? It's today's...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Well, today's Moment of Duh, definitely not brought to you by Kellogg's or CW Post, because they don't want you to hear about bowl sizes. That's right. Bowl size. If you feed your kid cereal and that bowl is as big as the house, he might eat too much and get big and fat. Yeah. Yeah. Bowl size. Did you know that kids will eat twice as much if they eat out of a large bowl?
Oh, interesting.
Portion control. Portion control, anyone?
Let me see. Big bowl.
Yeah.
Kids eat more. Right. Little bowl. Kids eat less.
I mean, is that a moment of
wow.
Duh? I think it's a moment of duh. I think it's
wow.
A moment of that. That qualifies.
That is amazing.
If your kid's a big tub of goo and you want them to eat cereal, just pour it into a shot glass instead of a bowl that's big as the table.
I mean, come on. This is just common sense. I mean, imagine you've got a sombrero-sized plate and you put a small portion of food. What does it look like? It looks like you're not getting much to eat, right? If you use a small plate with the same amount of food, it looks like more food. So what are we talking about? We're talking about like a psychological thing. You know, it's right. Like, oh, I'm getting more food because it looks like it's filling the plate. It's Did we need to study for this? I don't know.
I think mom learned to serve food at Ryan's Steakhouse at the buffet, you know, where you ever see these people? They just pile it up. It's like Mount Everest on this thing. Keep coming, honey. You know, it's like we got such an abundance of food that's not food.
I got a question. I mean, how many parents are serving their kids, you know, Frosted Flakes in a mixing bowl? I mean,
right?
What are we talking about here? I mean, if you serve your kid in a big mixing bowl and you're feeding him cereal, I think the problem starts with the parents, right there.
I want my kid to eat like a manly man. Wait a second.
Yeah, but honestly, really? What it comes down to is that the size of the bowl or is it what you're putting in the bowl? Is that what the cause of obesity is?
Thank you. Because look at the picture of all of these Kellogg's GMO grains. I mean, you eat just grains, hybridized and genetically modified. You've got a glycemic impact. They're all sugared cereals with high fructose corn syrup. You're destroying your kid, not because necessarily the bowl size is too large, but because the food ain't food. Coming back down to it. And, of course, recognizing as we do here that food doesn't come from a factory. It should come from the farm. You know, I think we're going to have to talk about that tomorrow with Dr. Frank King when we do some Healing Revolution. He loves that. I love that topic with him, going back to those basics and you know, coming back around. By the way, tomorrow after the show, Eustis, Florida, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show live on stage, 7 p.m. at the Windhorse Theater. It's linked up in the show notes today. Check it out. Tomorrow we got Dr. Frank King. What other surprises? We'll see if we can follow up on the Boston Children's Hospital kidnapping, alleged kidnapping of children. Seems to be a pattern. At least we found two so far. We'll continue digging. Super Don, thank you for that. Matt, thanks for being on the board. Tell your friends this is the place for health freedom and healing liberty. Like no place in broadcast media, we ask for no permission where it's not required because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.